Blog Talk Radio.
It's another Nokia collection.
Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse, now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still a gift and they curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blood. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green unangel, flying by my car. Push start, just in case, I must put you in your place. Right jab to your face, you will never win this race. I am so in control of the turn of events. And since you're not on my level, this will not make any sense. But I know where I'm headed and I know that I will get it. Cause I'm something like the best, yes, I said it,
I'm back. You already know what time it is. Oh, as soon as we step on, the applause just going off. Yo, we in the house.
Hey, so they said they missed you. They said he's been gone, man. He's been gone.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back with a vengeance. And I got my homie coming with me, but he's going to be fashionably late because that's just how they do in Boston, you know?
Yeah, that's how they shoot. Yeah, for real, because I know people that was up there, man. People I was rolling with, they weren't from Boston, but it's like the Boston spirit got into them. They was just like, oh, God, they were taking off. They had things to do.
Dang, where they from, Texas?
No, they were from Jersey and Portland.
Oh, okay, Jersey, but they're not. But they're like Celtics all day.
Yeah, Celtics is my – you know, that's crazy. Celtics is actually my team, though. That's crazy, right? The Celtics
that's
and the
my
Mavs
team too,
are
man.
My two teams.
That's my team, too. I'm not even going to lie. Yo,
I'm
tell me.
I'm trash.
You was what?
I've been talking trash about my Celtics and my Mavs. I get real raw about it. I start talking a lot of noise.
The Celtics and the who?
The Celtics and
the Mavs.
Mavs. Yep.
Yeah.
That's my best buddy all day.
Yes, sir. The Mavs are serious, real serious team. They don't play. Takes it
oh,
up.
Man.
Yo, I got a question. There was some shit that just dropped, and I know everybody listens to Drizzy. Yo, so what you think about that, Ceddie?
I haven't really heard it yet. You know, I was talking about earlier the other day. I was trying to think of when I'm going to. You know, because you know I hear most of the stuff. You know, on the radio. I hear most of it on the radio. Or if I'm in the club, I'm usually playing most of it. So I usually hear most of, like, when 2 Chainz album came out, I heard all that because I was playing new stuff, was dropping new stuff from there. That Dedication 5, man. I don't like Wayne's albums as much as I used to, but his mixtapes, he always comes with it on his mixtapes to me. It's like, he comes with it. I'm like, dang, Wayne, if you could just do the mixtape Wayne all day long, I'd be in bliss.
Yeah, you should definitely stick to that. Nah, the reason why I asked that is because he's about to call in and talk to us.
What?
Nah, it's Drake, yo. We're about to have Drake on the line. He's on the next line. We're about to throw Drizzy out and ask him some questions about the new album.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, oh. Yeah, I don't run it like that. Y'all said he does. This is just my dream, having somebody on here soon. You know, somebody. But nah, I want to know if somebody should call in that heard it, because I'm trying to compare. Yeah, I think it's all right. I think it was okay. I liked it.
And I see we got some. Well, I'm about to say testosterone. I'm about to slap myself. Some estrogen in the building. I see SJ's in the building. What's up?
SJ, what up, though, man? Yo, what did he do to you last time?
Man, he didn't do nothing. We had fun.
Yeah. You guys are awesome, man. I'm glad you held that down, because I've been having shows pop out of nowhere recently.
On Thursday.
Like, okay. So, same time y'all are rocking, I'm rocking. Probably like 11 usually.
Yeah.
See, that's why I stopped doing that. Everybody was like, man, why you start doing the Friday? Why you start doing the Friday mix shows? Man, shoot, because I had to do, you know, I had to, because most of them was here DJing on Fridays, or I was always hosting, I'm hosting events on Fridays. So I can't do it like I used to.
It's crazy, huh? We out here for real.
Out here,
we're trying to catch whatever time we can to get on here and talk to y'all with some music. We didn't talk about this producer, man. We're doing a project together too, but I don't know everything about this man. So
yeah.
I don't know.
SJ was doing a good job, and she was coming with it. I was digging in their mind. It was pretty nice. Some of them were some grown up talk, but you know, y'all just got to come back and listen.
Oh man, I was about to say we need to drop that link in the chat room.
I got you right now. I'm gonna go drop that.
Let
too.
Them go check that out real quick. If you want some grown and sexy talk. Slash some fly-ish. Go check that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a little sign.
Doing a little something. Yeah, was y'all playing music at all?
I think we did. But shoot, I think we played one or two songs.
Uh-huh.
After that, I think we talked. Yeah, we. No,
was
after
it
that,
song?
We played. 1, 2, 3.
It was Usher.
4. Oh no! Oh no! It wasn't like Usher. It was underground artist. It was just playing that. Cause plus the co-host we had, especially guest co-host, she's an artist too. And so we played one of her songs.
Oh yeah.
So
that's cool. That's cool.
She was.
I respect that. Yeah. At all times,
respect that. Yeah, she brought that, you know, that Memphis flavor, man. She got the Memphis flavor over here, so yeah, she was definitely getting it in.
Memphis flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah, what did you do? Yo, SJ, I like your tattoos, by the way. Not that I'm stalking your page or nothing.
It's okay. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're right. It's all public. You know, we all out there in the open now. Nobody's safe. Facebook.
Nobody's safe.
Yeah, the internet, man.
But some of you
like
be trying to, you know, they're not who they say they are.
Yeah, you're right. You already know. Get catfish quick.
There's one girl, man. I got catfish before, but I didn't get to see a picture of this chick. But you remember, like from Friday, when they were talking about where Smokey was about to holler at I forget what her name was, but Nia Long character. He was trying to holler at a homegirl, and she said she looked like Janet Jackson. I got one of them moves for them, and she said, "Ooh, yeah, I'm real fine. I seen her in person." I was so mad. I was like, wow. This chick was not. It was so. My homeboy, he wrong for that. Let me tell you what he did to me. I had a chance to holler at the bad one, extra bad ones in the dough. You know, but the one I ended up talking to on the phone was the homegirl. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'm vibing with her. So I'm thinking it's cool. You know, he like, you sure don't want to have the homegirl? He do that reverse side. He tricked me. He made me fall for that so he could holler at the bad one. Ooh. That was his ploy. So I was like, fuck that. Ain't nobody hooking me up with nobody. You got to let me know.
Yo, he double-crossed you with the wingman.
Yep, he's like, okay, I got this one. Hold on. Yeah, man, she alright. She is, and then he can lie to me like, yeah, she. I was like, oh, she bad. She bad at the other chick too. Say, so, yeah, she bad. Just like her. Lied straight to my face, man. That girl is looking like. And my homeboy, he over there, and he's a real old girl. Get it in. And I'm like,
wow, man.
I was like, this is wrong, man. This is a setup. I can't believe
what
it. You had the time of life.
Called in right now.
Back. He said, what now?
So what if she called in right now?
That was years ago. That's all I know. She was, I've done like Men in Black. I use that little flash thing. They forget the memory. Yeah, I was like, F that. Make sure they forget me. Click.
You got one of those?
Yeah, I got one of those on deck. If I see somebody
I need to borrow that.
I'm getting flashed. I'm going to hook you up with one, man. You know, hook you up so, you know, anybody that's not worthy, you can hit them with that flash. Let them know, hey, ain't about that life, man. Click.
Yeah, man. Baby mamas and baby daddies, they forget. They forget about the other one. Everything's great. All you live is just like, oh, I'm a parent. You asexual. You make them think they're asexual. Their arm fell off. That's some Men in Black stuff right there.
That's true. That's some X Files type stuff. That's even, you know how they be. It's gonna be extra creepy.
We should play that song.
You gonna make me look for it right now? It's like you clowning. Why you over here clowning? I'm a little right now.
Honestly, man. You know what I want to hear, man? I want to hear something from the South. I haven't heard South music. I mean, besides what's on the radio, like, you know what I mean?
You want to hear something from the show?
Yeah, what's kicking? What's kicking out there in Texas, man?
Man, it depends. You know, we got a little bit of everything. You got the, you know, of course, Kurt Cobain from here. You know, he hauled it down. So, you know, that's on the radio. But, you know, that's, he get heavy radio push all day, every day.
Oh, everywhere out there, right?
Man, he out here. He out there. He all over here. He all over the place now. Remember when he first was getting booked. When he was about to book him. And this is when What Your Name Is, before he put out Drinking My Cup, it was 5 stacks to book him. And What Your Name Is wasn't even that hot yet. It was like, I was like, dang, 5 stacks. So, yeah, that was crazy. I mean, he ain't come in my pocket. Is it a booking with somebody else?
So it worked. He got it, right?
Yeah, he paid for it. He was up in that event. He was cool, though, you know, because it was crazy with some my promotion team that rolled with me. They was all geek because they got to chill in VIP with him, and it was vibing, and he was like, okay, yeah, you know, they were cool with him. And they called him by his goddamn real name and stuff. I'm like, y'all know on that first name basis looking at? Like, y'all tripping.
Yeah, you can't do that, you know. That's just
yeah, they weren't doing it like in public, but, you know, we were just cool in closed settings. But that's how he's cool, man. Like you were saying, man, a lot of these celebrities, man, they cool. You know, I mean, a lot of them, I won't say most of them, because, you know, I'm saying a lot of them. You know, they cool. You just got to come at them and not be on some old bopper stuff. Some of them want you act all boppers, but if you want me to act like that, ain't that person. You know, you got to be down there for you can just kick rocks.
That's true. Should remain that way, man. Who cares? talented, but, you know, there's a lot of talented people, so.
It's crazy.
It is what it is.
You know,
it's the business.
I mean, it was crazy. This dude yesterday, this dude, he was on the show on last night. He was on Life at Dusk last night. He was a producer, and he was real cool. You know, I mean, look at it, the list of people he produced for, and the tracks list that you're talking about. You look at it and you go, wow, this dude's like real cool. You know, he ain't acting all, I'm bigger and better than everybody. He was real down to earth. And it was just crazy. You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
Yo, shouts to him, man. You know, talk. Need more artists like that, more producers, everything. Just be happy you got to where you got off, you know? What you do, what you love. It's got to be
right.
Real and be humble.
We're trying to be, you know, trying to be famous. I'm going to be famous someday, man. You know, me you're going to be famous. Me, you, SJ, you know, and Nina, we all going to be famous. We're going to be,
and we
you know, be like,
be
hey,
famous.
Man, hey, you want to fly to Paris real quick? Oh, man, right now, man, I'm over here in Japan, man. You sure you would do that? Yeah, let's hit it up, man. Let's go to Paris right now.
Yeah.
So we there.
Oh, man. Yo, ballers. I'm going to be flying out to Texas.
Right, right. You find a Texas,
showing up,
you know.
We're going to have a station. We're going to have an actual station.
Right. I'm already, you know, shoot. I mean, you know, I'm going to drop any. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to drop anything, surprise everybody. Yeah, I'm going to hold on for a little bit because people be trying to watch me and do what I do and be trying to act like they did it first or some type of stuff or try to hinder what I do. But once it's done, you can't touch it. That's how I'm going to do it on them.
That's a good way, man. It's a good way to move and silence. We out here. What I'm saying, like, we slide through. And then we start up this whole, like, what's the big station out there? Like K-104?
K-104, 979, the beat.
Yeah, 979, the beat. I'm about to just, out here, it's like right where I'm at. It's like jamming 107.7, hot 93.7, you know.
It's crazy because both radio stations, especially 979, they real cool to me. I could walk in there right. I could walk it over there right now. And they would not trip me. That's how much love I got them. Cause all the personality know me, and they even listen to the shows. So that's what I find is mad love. That you know they do a mainstream radio and they actually listen to these shows. They'll come listen to our shows and stuff. They be really listening to it. But hey, I heard y'all was doing that. You know, so it's good.
Yeah, that's dope. Cause that's what they do too, man. They respect it.
Been like one time somebody said that the radio, it was like a radio station. It was like somebody called into the show, and they were talking about the show. Like that was crazy. They're like, why mainstream radio do this? Like they be on West Coast, they be doing that. And I'm like, what? That shit, we the hell out. I was like, dang, niggas really on the show like that. That's crazy.
Oh man. Yeah, man.
But man, I'm ready to put on go to a quick music break. You know, I'm about to eat a little bit of something real quick.
Yo, throw some. What you got? What you got? What you about to play for?
Well, you know, I was going to play some. No, I'm not going to do that. I was going to say something out loud. I promised myself I was going to try to be good today, Lord. I'm going to try.
Lord, I'm going to try. Yo, play last week's show.
You said play last week's show.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know why you probably see, he's playing too much. He's playing too much.
For the break, yeah, just play a little bit of it.
Oh man, okay. I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna slow it down.
For
I'm gonna go to my girl, Seven Gavay. This
shout
is
shout to the
fade
ladies,
away.
Though, man. Shout out to the ladies.
This is one of those songs where you can chill, vibe. If you feel like smoking something, you can do that. You can drink something. If you feel like getting a quick little quickie in, doing the music break, you know, it's one of them type of songs. So we'll be back after this.
Time, but that's true. Y'all like that? Who is that?
You don't want that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Oh,
yo,
I did a song with that boy.
I did a song with that sample.
Oh, you did? You did? Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud. You got to check the SoundCloud/Camacho Music.
I'm going to be nosy. Dual tasking.
Yo, is there anybody in the chat room? What they doing? Nobody?
Let's see. We got a chat room for participants. We got guests that came in and out. People ain't signed in yet. So I'm going to go button bar. I'm going to go like a pirate. Go grab some booty.
Words. You got to throw them the SoundCloud link. Let them jam out with a... I ain't by the computer right now. I'm outside on the roof.
You're on the roof?
I'm on the roof on the fly out here. Like, just chilling outside, man. The computer.
Make sure, man. Don't be
outside.
Don't be trying to jump off the roof, man. You know, I ain't trying to jump off the roof.
Oh, man, I won't. But even if I did, I would land ever so graciously. Just because, man, the fly ones, man, yeah, we don't fall. We just keep moving. Dodge obstacles and keep moving.
And party, and bullshit, and party, and bullshit.
Oh, yeah, we sampled that. I mean, I had to do something to that, too, man.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, I never heard, you know, I didn't hear that. I've heard a lot of Big's music, but I hadn't heard that song before. I heard your song. I was like, oh, that's what you got. Oh, okay. You know, so it was crazy.
Is that Cadence?
Oh, dude, bullshit. I said, that's it. When I heard that song, like, I hadn't heard it before, and I was tripping out. I was like, oh, man, I said, okay. That's what's up. You know, it was crazy.
You talking about my joint or the actual, what are you talking about?
I heard your joint first before I heard the original. I had never heard the original before. And like I said, okay.
Yeah, I tried, man. This EP I'm working on right now, though, it's pretty serious.
Serious? Like, how serious are you talking about? Like on a serious scale, like on a serious scale from like 1 to 5, how serious is it?
From 1 to 5, it's a 4.9.
Oh, so you got like 0.1 to grow off of?
Nah. That 0.1 is just for like nobody knows me yet, I guess. But I'm about to do some damage.
Well, that's for like the haters. It's like, you ain't that perfect yet. You know, that's for them.
The 0.1% of the haters, you're right.
No, they're like, no. What makes you think you're a 5? You know, they be hating. You know, they be like, you give them a little something like, hey, this is room for improvement. You only like 0.1. Piss them off a little bit.
Yeah, there's always, you know, there's room for improvement a little bit at all times. You know, that's never perfect. I don't know, but I feel like one of my major achievements on this joint is I didn't tell anybody, but GT Garza, man, you know who that is?
Said GT Gardner.
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Hey, yo, H-Town, baby.
Huh?
He's from H-Town, no. Baby. See, I got to put my voice on right there. Whenever somebody say H-Town. H-Town, baby.
So you know exactly who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, right? He is the man
out there,
y'all.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
I used to listen to him when I was a freshman, yo. When I first came to Texas, I used to listen to his stuff. And, like, I got a feature of him from him on this joint, strictly off of just, he told me to send something, and like, if he liked it, whatever, he'd work. So I shot it to him, and he shot it back within like hours. It's amazing. That's on the EP, that's one of them joints. But I got some serious stuff, man, and I got like management now, I got a new manager, her name's Michelle. I don't know. I'm going to just talk about music stuff for myself, I guess, my producer friend for Boston is supposed to slide through, but, you know, some other. But, nah, I just want to, I might as well shout her out, y'all, since she's managing me now. Michelle Golden, man. She's a Universal Music Group. She works there in the sales department. Like, she knows all the artist numbers, like, you know, big artists, Rihanna, you know, Kanye, all of them. You walking into that building in New York. I mean, she works sales, and, like, she's been killing it. She knows what she's doing, and, like, we working together. And then my homeboy Drew, he's from out here in Mystic. He's dope, man. He's crazy. He knows what he's doing, too. He's got an ill business mind. He's executive producing all my music, so he listens to it. And, like, he knows, I don't know, I just trust, like, his ear because he knows what he's talking about. And he's got me linked to Stadium Red in New York, that's just Blaze's studio. So I've been working out of there with my boy Cuz, with his boy Cuz, who's a producer for Just Blaze. It's crazy, man. There's a lot of good stuff going on, but I'm just hoping and wishing that when I finally put this first project out and, like, ask for money, that my fans come through for me. So we're about to find out.
I want to name drop your stuff real quick. Same as plug you. Because it's one thing for people to hear from you, but they got to hear from somebody else. Say, I'm need y'all right now. Let's see, that was 3 hours ago, so that means they got about 15 hours left. 15 hours left to go vote for your boy Camacho, for this
Word.
Mars by Jay Sean.
Man.
You go do it right now.
Man, that's real. That's real. I really am trying to win that. I don't know how. I mean, I'm looking at these other guys, and I'm like, yo, that's cool, but I don't know, man. Something's going on. Thank God it's not all voting, because it's like Jay Sean gets to go in there and pick for himself. He's going to look at, you know what I mean? And then the actual website, gig.com, they're going to go through it and check them and pick what their favorites are. And then, like, I don't know, there's, like, a chance. I'm in 30. Right now I'm in 30th place out of, like, 80-something. It might be, like, 80-something, 90. So we up there a little bit. We got up there, man. Thanks to y'all. We got up there. But, yeah, definitely go try to vote. It's not easy. And if I get a Jay Sean feature,
can you vote more than one time, or can you vote like multiple times?
Man, people have been telling me it's every 12 hours. Like, 12 hours passes and they can rate again. Like, so they're rating.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. See, I thought you only vote once. I'm sitting here like, oh, okay. I didn't even know.
I don't even know how to make that happen. It's like the website that they run it on is, like, it's tricky, yo. I don't understand, because I feel like my views were up there a little higher. I mean, my votes were up there, and then, like, they shot up, and I didn't make any moves, and then until the next day, like, I seen that I shot up. It's like, I've been watching it. I don't even care anymore. I'm just like, yeah, we'll see,
just,
man.
Just
have
fun
happens,
with it, like, hey, I win, happy, right.
I like the video and the shorty we got for it. She's nice, too. So.
Hallelujah. She went on TV to see her in first grade. She go, hallelujah.
Oh, man. I see. Even more hallelujah in person.
Ooh.
Speaking
of hallelujah looking people, SJ, what you been up to? I know you've been one of the busiest women in the world. You know, she wears superwoman cape, or, you know, she bad woman, so I'm gonna call her bad woman. So she wears a bad woman cape, then she working hard, and she doing this, that, and the other. What you been up to?
Damn.
I'm gonna go tickle that snake on SJ. She already playing. SJ.
Yes.
All right. There we go. I'm about to come grab that snake. But what you been up to? You know, I know you between, you know, you either working hard or you bad woman by night. You know, you do a little bit of everything. What you been up to?
Nothing really. I've been, like you said, working a lot. Hardly no days off this week. So I get Sunday off, which I'm looking forward to. Gonna try to turn up Saturday night. You know, try to have some
turn
fun.
Turn up. What you doing to turn up? Like, you putting the like jump off a building and like with a parachute or something? Like, what you gonna do?
That's a little too turned up for me.
That's kid stuff. Hey, you know, that's, you know,
all
that's
the way
like level two. That's levels to this shit. That's like level two.
I went bump off me. I went skydiving, and I will never do that again.
Oh, you said you already had been skydiving before.
Yeah, I was never doing it.
So, like, well, why did you not want to do it again? Like, what scared you about it? I've been thinking about it, but I don't know.
I think the only reason I was hated it was because my instructions I was jumping with, it would be funny to play, oh, the parachute is broken. So I was freaking out. Like, I was cussing up the storm. It was horrible.
Was she playing with you or was she dead serious? He said the chute was broken?
I guess it was like a fake one. He was like, pull the chute. Or so I went to pull it and it was just like a plug with like a string, broken string on it. And I was like freaking out. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh, man.
She did as wrong for that. Now, see, that would happen to me. I ain't getting that damn man. Like, y'all paid the damn much. I ain't getting up there now. Y'all. That would have been it for me. He played with me like that. I ain't going up in there.
But
the only reason I do that is like because it's on the fly, so that'd be like a good look, you know, jumping out the sky and then have like a video of like, I'm on the fly. That's the only reason why I do that.
Literally on the fly right now.
Right, be like, hey. Do like a video, make it look like you drop it, like you fly into the studio, but like.
my boy ML Beats just showed up with Mad Beer.
Mad Beer ain't green, and they ain't mailed none of it to Fort Worth. He's lame for that.
Nah, we can't ship it that quick, man.
I got like a teleportation device, man. You could tell me to hook you up with it, man, because then he could have teleported me something, man.
Teleport. We about to try something. Nah, he must have thought this was like a radio station party or something.
He said it's a party. He said he's going to come turn this mug.
Nah, man. But I'm about to have him hop on the phone because I'm trying to see what's been going on with him. You already know, man. We working on stuff right now, so I wanted to, like, at least, you know, be able to talk to him because he just came here. He's here with me right now in New London, and he lives in Boston, so he barely comes out here, but he came out here to see his sister, and he just happens to be here in the area. So we're going to be right next to each other on the phone, drinking beer, talking to y'all.
Oh, what's up? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, look, the hand claps for beers, man. Of course, you already know.
I got a question. First question I got for you, man, it's not even music related. Why are people in Boston so goddamn mean?
How did what?
I said, why are people in Boston so goddamn mean? Man, why was there? You know, I might be from the East Coast, but they were talking. Boston people, they talk some shit.
Man.
They just be talking. They talk shit just for fun.
Yeah, I have no idea why they do that, man. I couldn't tell you. I went up there, and it was, I don't know. I think it was, we had a hip-hop show up there with him, and it was cool. Like, everything was cool, but you could tell, people was ready to fight. Everybody was ready to fight. don't know why.
Yeah. See, I got to drink. I got to sip some of that brewery. That's some of that beer over there in Fenway Park. I had to sip some beer in there. And it's like some brewery right around the corner, like right across the street from the park. I forget what it's called, but that, like, they, the food was good and their beer was good. It was on point.
Man, you got to drink. You got to go hard at the park. You got to come out like, what the hell? What the hell just happened?
And I got to go to Cheers, too. Cheers. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm geeking. And I'm like, man, it's like, this what the show was based off of. I'm geeking extra hard. This is crazy.
Yeah. Right, man.
And that dude got an attitude. He was like, well, you, because I said, you know, when I went out walking in, I told him, I was like, oh, so you should know what my name is, right? He said, oh, I haven't heard that one before. I'm like, come on, man. You know, the phrase that Tears is, some people want to go where everybody knows your name. And he was tripping off because I was going to tell that joke. I mean, fuck you, man. I'm from fucking Texas. I can say that shit.
Man, you're not supposed to. You can't say none of that. You got to stick to the down south, to your roots, man. Oh, it's cold. It's cold up here, man, because of the winter.
Yeah, but now it's a different type of winter up there, man, you know, because they actually take care of their roads, you know. It feels like when it's cold up there, it was snowing when I was up there, and it didn't feel as bad to me as it would down here. And I guess it's because, one, the way they take care of their roads, and just a different type of air atmosphere that's up there. So it's like, I like the snow when it was up there. It didn't really bug me because people know how to drive and that crazy.
Yeah, no, they don't. It's pretty nice out here. I like the snow. I'm just saying, like, people got to stay inside and everybody gets attitudes. Everybody's pissed. I don't know. This is how it is, man.
Come
on,
buddy.
Get down to the south. I got to escape.
Yeah, it's still like, it was raining today in Fort Worth. It was raining. It was decent weather out of nowhere. Like right before the show, it started raining. I was like, "What the hell?" People know how I get. It started raining. I start getting ready to wrap up my cover and go to sleep. Nobody say nothing to me. I'm going. I'm wrapping up my cover. Don't say shit to me.
That's the way to go, man. I was just talking to Milky today when it was raining.
Yup.
Wow. He out there. Rolling around.
He in my area,
yep. He got a motorcycle. He out there. He was probably driving around when it started.
Oh, yeah. See, that's one thing I hate about motorcycles is I'm not, you know, that shit was scared the hell out of me on, like, snow and rain. Like, other than that, if it's perfect weather conditions, oh, yeah, I'm down with riding a motorcycle. It's just the crazy weather. I ain't about that life, so I ain't no real. No, I can't really say I'm a real biker, because if I ain't ready for that, I ain't really, you know, real biker quite yet.
Man, I like them bikers that bike wave, though. I got a show tomorrow. One of my homies is in a bike gang. It's crazy. Like 40. I got like 40 heads just rolling out, pulling up. It's crazy. Insane.
Now, I got crazy questions for all of y'all on the show, you know. I keep on a lot of the hot mess that go on with some of these artists and whatnot, just be doing the most. Man, I don't know what to say. One person I want to talk about is Gucci, man. Because this man, turn your head, he always is, I just don't understand, he always is something.
Gucci,
like, you know, Gucci's in jail. He just recently got arrested and put in jail. I mean, over the past couple of weeks, he's just been fucking up extra hard. You know, he had the Twitter beefs going on where he was just like shots fired left and right, talking about he fucked this chick, he fucked that chick. You know, just naming industry chicks that he did something with. and then he lied and says that. I mean, he want to say he's saying that his Twitter keeps getting hacked, but I just don't believe that shit because there's so many different times this nigga continually tell me. You mean tell me every time some crazy stuff happened on your Twitter? You mean to tell me that it's always getting hacked? Nah, man, you making up something. You was feeling some type of way, and when yeah, people start catching your lies, right? It got hacked. Get the hell out of here. Then you want to delete your Twitter. Now you want to delete your Twitter. See, he tripping.
Your brain got hacked. Somebody made you do something crazy.
Right, his redneck down. I like tattoos, but I got to tell you, I just don't like tattoos that ain't got no, that makes no damn sense. Where the fuck
like
ice cream come from? Yes.
Yeah. No.
Where the fucking ice
cream
come from?
I don't know what that was.
Like I like the little bit, I like the snake on somebody body. I'm not gonna name any names. it's all like I it gotta make sense. It gotta be if you can tell me a story, if you can actually tell me a real story, not know I just put like getting ice cream on my face type shit, then it's a cool tattoo.
Okay. OJ the Jew, man.
Oh, man. I'll be coming through, get my ice cream cone, man.
Oh, man, come on.
They're going to come out there. They're going to somebody Gucci meals on dial in. They ain't talking about Gucci.
Gucci.
Why you talking about Gucci, man? Hey, man, I'm talking about Gucci.
Man, he going to tweet something bad about us. Say
he got hacked. Wow. Okay. Oh, no, again, I got something real crazy for y'all. Y'all ready for this one? This is apparently Sierra's new album cover. Y'all ready for this? It's a picture with her playing with your boy Future's penis.
It's a what?
Right. Yeah. Basically, this is how the cover looks. Okay, so
really?
You got it's an album cover, and it's like it's a guy. It's Future on the cover, and you got her, and you got Future. He got his hands behind his back, and you got Sierra's hands. One is grabbing his crotch on the outside of his jeans, the bottom. Another one's reaching from the top of his boxers into his pants. And the
She's
album be called Overdose. Yeah.
A Overdose of Future?
Yeah, I guess so. Overdose of Future, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I got one of those already. I'm hearing too many. I don't know. I like them, but. I like them, yo. I like Future.
But sometimes they be pissing me off. I'm like, no, nigga, turn this shit off.
I like that. Yo, I like that dude that stole his whole swag, though, that Rich Homie Quan. I know you know who that
is. Oh, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to just do this, like this, make $1 million off a single. Yeah, I like it, though.
He stole his swag. He catch shots fired. He called that ass up. But
yeah, we gotta get
my
man's on the phone though. I gotta have him call in, but I think you should drop a track while I get him to do that. Cause I gotta make that happen. If you drop something,
I'm about to be shameless plug. You know,
food. Whatever you got.
This is a fly one. This is on the fly, so why not play something about the fly one? So,
I dig it.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm feeling that let's go, man. I feel like, you know, I'm feeling like
let's go.
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go. On your mark, get set. On your mark, get set, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next go. Got a gorilla grip when it come to thrill a bitch. I be dealing chips, same way they deal a dish. Legal money, but I'm still on my dealer shit. Real rap, tell them meet me at the dealership.
come meet me on the back block. You used to have them going crazy for them black tops. One hit had them jumping like a mascot. On the road to riches, nigga, we the last stop. Boys flow like he on one. AK-47, that's a long gun. Battle up, bitch, nigga, that's a home run. Knock him out the park every time I'm on, son. But,
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next, go. Oh, yeah, I'm all about my money, man. This month, yeah, it's looking like 100 grand. Getting money bag, ho, just a fucking plan. And I don't really dance, nah, I ain't into running, man. Girl, can you do the split, though? Yeah, let me see that thong like disco. I don't give a fuck if your man talk shit. Ho, my niggas gone like the place up like a disco. In the kitchen with the Crisco. Shorty, she an info, beat it like Klitschko. Hop up in the whip, then I pull up to the strip. Everybody want a glimpse, you don't even need an intro. On your mark, ready, set, go. My niggas roll deep, yeah, let the left blow. Little mama wanna creep, got a feeling on my D. If you rollin' with a G, baby, let's go, cuz
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next, go.
Hey, listen, I get down, hands up, this is takeover. Breaks over, the game needed a makeover.
Bye-bye.
Check out time, your stays over. We getting money over here till my day's over. I hit the club, no.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yo, that's the ill drop. Yo, I rocked with that drop. I'm telling you, go on SoundCloud.com.
Yo, I gotta stand up the street from you because I can hear the delay on your voice.
Oh, no. Yo, my homie ML Beats, we gotta move away from each other real quick because we're too close and we can hear the delay on each other's voices.
Yeah.
Hello. There we go. What's up? What's good?
What up?
Man.
Boy, MLB.
We gotta give him a word of class.
Hey, ML Beats in the building. Major League Boston.
What's good, Texas?
What's good, man? What's up? You got Georgia in the building too. SJ.
Oh, what up? What up, Georgia? ATL.
He said, "What up, Georgia?"
Is it
Georgia.
ATL or just Savannah? Where are we at?
Georgia.
I guess so.
Word. Yeah, I'm up here in New London. It's cold as fuck out here. I'm sipping on Jim Beam, smoking cigarettes, chilling with my boy Camacho, except he's like 300 yards up the street. I can see him.
Yeah, I'm just taking a walk, yo. Yeah, I'm just taking a walk on my block.
I can see him, but I can't hear him.
On the fly with y'all right now. You already know.
Yo, this is a pretty interesting radio setup.
Yeah, man.
Yes, you know, we do a little side to side. Do a little side to side in the Delta.
Yeah, we make it work.
Yeah. Now, man, well, I'm going to hit you up out the back, man. You know, first off, why you go by the name ML Beats? Where did that name come from?
ML Beats stands for Made You Listen Beats. And it's a play off of... It's a play off the clothing company that I work for that I'm like, you know, that's my fucking family, Made You Look, Boston. So that's the visual side of it, the Made You Look, and your boy MLB makes you listen real quick.
Hey.
Okay. I like that. Made you look, you know.
Made you look, made you listen. Taking over senses. We're going to take over all five of your senses before you know it.
Oh, make you feel.
Nah, man. I'm definitely, so man, that's crazy. I always like people's names actually, not only are they catchy, but they actually got like some deep shit behind it. So I like that. So
yeah, it used to just back in the day, it was just Beats, and like everyone was like, yo, that's too generic. You got to change it up. So I was like, all right, let me listen, or like let me figure it out. And then I came up with ML Beats. And there's actually another ML Beats, or there's a few other ML Beats online, but they're whack, so it's okay.
You said they legitimate enough so they don't really get no plug.
They're not legitimate. They're not legitimate at all.
They get no love.
No love in here, son. We got something for them. We got something for them.
Yo, hang on real quick.
We keep them crickets ready for where people are not ready.
I got five on it. Yeah, man, Major Look Boston. Check that out. Major Look. It's Major, M-A-J-O-R. Boston.com. Check that out.
We do, like, artist sponsorship and stuff, too. I don't know if you guys know about the Tom Hardy. He's down south. He's from North Carolina. He used to be on Jamla with Nike, but he's not anymore. But we sponsor him. He's getting some rep, and he's from the South, you know.
That's huge.
Man, look at this shirt. Yeah, this shirt that I got on there, man, this place is dope. Like, this shit is official.
Who? Are you looking at it right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the shirt right now. You know how I do it, man. I'm looking at it on the fly. That's how I do it.
That's what it is.
You about to buy it right now?
You the man. Said you the man.
Which one are you buying?
Man, I'm trying to look right now, man. I'm looking at the one right now. It's on the front page. It's a hockey one. If that's how the shirt's going to look, I know I'm from great. Oh, my damn. This right here, the Mr. Throwback NYC. I'm feeling that one. That one.
Yo, that shit sold out real quick, dude.
I'm pretty sure that shit, that's the first thing I know. It's going to cut on.
Yo, we did that collab with Mr. Throwback, who owns a vintage clothing store in New York. And so he has some left at his store, but as far as the ones that we have to sell online, all that shit sold out.
That's amazing.
Man.
Sold out in like 24 hours, not even.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But word, yo, I mean, we don't have that much time left, do we? We should probably plug our little EP.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we don't have a name for it yet.
Nah, we've been thinking, we've been working on beats, me and this dude, and working on a couple tracks that I'm going to end up going out to Boston and shooting some videos with him and Major Look homies and all of that and just working. But we don't really have a title, but just be on the lookout, world, because this guy is nasty.
Word, yeah. We did a lot of work. We started last November. Just trying to finish up some stuff, get some features.
Yeah. It's crazy how long, time flew by, but, we making moves. So it's going to get real.
You said you call in a beer box or whatever?
And you already know, man.
I got a question, a music question for you. Like, as far as, like, when artists trying to work with you, man, like, how do you know they're the right fit? You know, how do you decide that? Everybody has their own different ways that they're like, I'll work with this person. No, I don't want to work with that person. Like, how do you figure out who you're going to work with?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways. A lot of dudes that I really like, I'll work with kind of for free. And then it really depends. Like, I mean, I sell beats to, like, anyone who wants to buy them, but it's really different. It's just by taste. It's by taste. Hang on a sec.
I'm over here. I'm lost in this. I'm lost in this website right now. I'm, like, over here, like,
the dope,
man,
thing,
they got
man.
Some
I love
dope
that
shit, man. Like, this is, like, it's not, like, it's real abstract. I like that kind of stuff. Like, well, I'm
abstract,
lost
underground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I love this stuff. My 90s, they put out my 90s Baby Volume 2. If you haven't checked that out,
dude,
they put
I'm an
that
idiot.
Out for me. It's a good look.
Pocket.
But, me and ML Beats linked because pretty much because of them. and we're just going out to Boston, and we start working and chilling. We just
yeah, let me get a beer before you dip out.
It was awesome, man.
Okay, so MLBs, let everybody know how they can keep up with you, man.
SoundCloud.com/Spencer-Horgan, and then at ML Boston Beats on Twitter. Instagram at MAJL Beats with a Z.
MAJL Beats.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Check them out, y'all. Major Love Boston. Yo, we appreciate
yeah, or you
having
you. You can YouTube me. I have a bunch of pretty cool fucking videos.
Yeah, that's true. Nasty.
I'm about to get ready. I'm getting ready to add you right now, too. Right now. I'm on it.
Word up.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Well, maybe we can do another one soon where I wasn't so distracted by my friends looking for their missing fucking booze all night.
Yeah, we got to this is a snippet. We got to do like a part two. So this is like
a snippet.
Kind of letting know, hey, we in the building. We over here party and bullshit. This is about the party and bullshit show.
We on the fly with it. Jump on the talk, see what happens. Keep it moving.
I'm going to rename it right now. Today's show is Party and Bullshit. That's pretty much what you were just doing.
Yeah, we were. That's a good name. I agree. Party and Bullshit. Yo, but real talk, everybody holla at us online, whatever, Instagram, Twitter. Let us know, man, if you want to get
We have a couple tracks from the EP up on my SoundCloud already that you can preview. But
please go check those.
But the real deal will be out sooner than later.
Real soon. We're working on that. But yeah, man, it's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of music. We might go work on some stuff right now.
Or we might go to a bar and get some drinks.
Because
that's what I'm finna do.
So whatever we end up doing.
Because I sold a bunch of beats today and I got all this money to blow.
Hey.
Or we might go break into his sister's house and play Grand Theft Auto.
You're gonna break into somebody's house so you can play Grand Theft Auto so you can break into
somebody's house. His sister's house. She lived right across the street.
That's crazy.
You doing like some real Grand Theft Auto shit. You like to break into somebody's house and you're going to play the game.
I'm not going to steal it. I just want to play it.
Okay, then that's not quite Grand Theft Auto all the way.
Yes, it is. It's like me taking you out of your car and saying, I'm going to bring it right back. It's the same thing.
Yo, wait here. I'll be back to scoop you in a minute.
You forget like 5 stars just for that shit right now. You forget like you can have everybody.
Yeah,
he
said 5 stars.
He could have had like 5 stars just for saying that. He could have come
into your car. I broke into your car to go to work, but I put it back right after. And I filled up the gas tank too.
Oh man.
Lord. I can see you, man. Right before we roll out, Camacho, I let them know how they can find you.
Yeah, man, hit me up. I'm on Twitter at Official Camacho. My Instagram is at Official Camacho. Hit me on Facebook, /Camacho Music, SoundCloud/Camacho Music, all of that. CamachoMusic.com. Holla at your boy.
SJ, let them know how they can find you.
All right, let's see. I got Instagram and Twitter. It's 2Girls1Strap, #2, #1. Spelled URLZ. On Facebook, it's SJ Background Nicole.
SJ.
SJ.
This weekend, not really going to be a fun weekend for me. I'm about to be working on issue #2 of Human Canvas magazine. So, yeah, y'all trying to hit me up by having fun. I got to get you this money first. I'm just saying.
Do your thing, my man.
All right.
Y'all holler back at us next week.
We'll see y'all. Oops.
All right.